Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Athens, Alabama, as we focus on Domestic Violence Awareness Month here in October.
I do have with me Sharita Jenkins. She's the Domestic Violence Program Director of Crisis Services of North Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Sharita.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you. How long have you worked with the Crisis Services of North Alabama?
In total, I have worked there for 8 years.
What led you to this particular organization?
It was my passion to see people who are in need of help and they're kind of lost and don't know where to go. And for me to just help guide them out of their darkness and lead them into a light, I like to be a light for people who are in the darkness to help them out of their hard times. It's about overcoming fear for me with them, helping them to overcome that fear and gain their power and control back.
What is your background that gives you that form of empathy to be able to relate to a person to try to understand what they're going through?
First and foremost, it's life experiences. And because of those life experiences, it led me into the field of social work. So I'm in the helping field, and I'm very empathetic toward people who are suffering in the vulnerable population.
So did you work for the state of Alabama as a social worker?
Yes, I work for the Department of Human Resources in Madison County. I'm a former employee of them.
What were some of the things that you witnessed that really pulled at your heart that made you want to be involved or more involved when it came to domestic violence?
One of the things that I would see is it would be mostly women. I would have some men, but mostly women would come to me and I would look in their eyes and I wouldn't see anything. They just looked very empty. They felt like they were very low, that they were nothing. And I wanted them to, you know, be safe, but I also wanted them to know that they are somebody and they're not junk, you know, that what they have a gift. Everyone has a gift. And I want them to be able to live and be able to show the world what their gift is without anyone telling them otherwise. That is one of the reasons that I am in this field and I do this work, because I want people to know that they are somebody no matter what anyone else says. I want them to have their own power and control.
And before they can have power and control, empower themselves, they have to have the strength mm-hmm. to be able to see the situation and walk away from it, mm-hmm. get away from the situation. So they have to find something within themselves first before others can actually help them.
Yes, and that's the first thing. When they come to you and they're talking to you and telling you, that's that little mustard seed. That is what grows. That is their strength. When they're able to come to you and you're able to build that rapport with that client and they're able to tell you and trust you, that's really big, because I'm pretty sure they have tried that multiple times and someone might not have believed them. But when they come to you and you believe them and they're using their own strength and you're giving them their empower, you know, because you're guiding them, you're not telling them you got to do this, you got to do that. You're guiding them through a process. You're their helper.
Let's talk about the children, mm-hmm. the children who are affected for a lifetime because of this, and what can happen to them if they're able to get away. If that individual, that adult, makes the decision to walk away, to get away, mm-hmm. and what can happen for those children to improve their lives?
Well, one thing, you know, domestic violence, people who abuse, as you heard earlier, that is often a learned behavior. If you stay within that and you have small children that witness that, that can develop behavior problems in children. If you walk away from that, you're teaching a new learned behavior, which is setting healthy boundaries so that they can hopefully grow up and be a healthy adult given the right tools.
What are some things that maybe an educator, someone in a church, someone can notice or observe about a child that might be different from a child who's not in a domestic violence situation?
Well, if the child is not in a domestic violence situation, they're normally happier individuals and what is considered to be normal. Children who are withdrawn and they don't like really play, a lot of times it will look like ADHD. You know, most children who have ADHD do not have a lot of friends and they don't have that social aspect about them. It can very well look like that.
How about the relationship between Crisis Services of North Alabama and law enforcement agencies, the officers who have to respond initially to these calls? Mm-hmm. What type of relationship do you feel that you have with, say, the vast majority of departments across North Alabama?
I feel like we have a very strong relationship with them. Very many times we will get officers who actually come in and bring our clients to our crisis services in North Alabama, even to see our forensic nurse examiners and the sexual assault advocates that are there, because we also deal with that aspect of the domestic violence. Many times it's together, it's domestic violence and sexual assault. So I strongly believe that we have a great relationship with them because they know to come to us. They will come to us before they go to the hospital many times.
Does the organization recommend any training for law enforcement officers to help educate them on domestic violence situations and how to handle those situations?
Yes, we do. We have Liana Hill. She's our forensic nurse examiner. She goes out to different precincts and things. Her with our Rachel Powell, our DV responder, and she teaches the law enforcement. And sometimes I will tag along if I'm not at court with a client, because I still do go to court. I believe that when you are in a leadership role, that even though you are looking at the paperwork side, that you still should help where you can. So I always get out and do the boots on the ground work as well.
Some people out listening right now may feel that their hands are tied when it comes to a domestic violence situation. Maybe they know something that's happening. Mm-hmm. They have heard their neighbors. They know a family situation. But they feel like maybe like they did 40 years ago when there were no laws against domestic violence. Well, that's a marital issue. That's a marital problem. I'm not going to get involved. What would you say to listeners right now to encourage them to take that step if they see something, to say something?
I would tell them to always be proactive. Don't be afraid to call law enforcement if they're afraid to intervene in that kind of way. Just because you don't go knock on the door, if you call law enforcement, that 911 that we all have learned since we were kids, call them and let them go and do a welfare check to check on that family. And also, if you're casually talking to a friend, you know, here at Crisis Services in North Alabama, we have our helpline, and we're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have people who are trained and are ready and available to listen to you, and our number is 256-716-1000. And also, if that person reaches out to us and they're in immediate danger, we have shelters there to help them.
How would that conversation go for someone that says timid or shy? If they call that number, mm-hmm. How does that conversation begin for that person?
It kind of goes as if they're guiding the conversation. It doesn't matter if they call and hang up, and they call back and hang up again, we're going to always answer that phone, okay? And when they finally decide that they want to talk to us, it might be silence. Silence is still a response, okay? Give that person time to think about what they need to say, because a lot of times they have been hounded. You better hurry up. You got to do this now. So give them time to say what they need to say, and we'll just take the assessment slowly and get them transferred to the appropriate person for them, because they call for many different things, and they do relate to domestic violence, but it could be a different type of situation.
We came to an event tonight, a special event, and there weren't a great many people here, and it's understandable because people in domestic violence situations are in a very dark place. Mm-hmm. It's not a place of light. It's a place that stays hidden mm-hmm. from society when these things are happening. It's not out for everybody to see. Mm-hmm. And so a person who is in that dark place may not be in a position to come to the light, so to speak, to be at an event, to be a part of anything like this, because of the danger element that is included with any risk that they take outside of being in the prison that they call home. So when we think about that individual, that person right now who may be listening, somebody may be listening, and they're in a domestic violence situation, they're in that dark place, what is your message to them to encourage them to take the steps to help themselves?
I want them to know that they're not alone. They're not by themselves. There are people out here that's willing to help them. There's agencies out here that's willing to help them. Don't be afraid to take that step, but do it the smart way. Make you a safety plan and get the help that you need. Always remember our number is 256-716-1000. And if you're in immediate danger and that abuser is there with you and you're afraid, if you have a phone, call 911. those are the most important things that you can do. Tell someone that you trust if you can, as soon as you get a chance. Let somebody know what's going on in your home. Don't keep it a secret, because if you're keeping secrets, the only person that's having the peace is that abuser. It's not you.
And that person may have been told they're stupid, they're ignorant, nobody else will care about them, nobody else loves them, and they are in a place where they believe that there is no one else there to help them, and that they are foolish or ignorant or stupid or whatever they've been called, and they've been led to believe that. How do you give them back that strength to know that they are smart, that they are wanted, that they are needed, and that people will love them and show compassion toward them?
First, it's going to start in their mind. They're going to have to start telling themselves that, so they can kind of fill up their cup. And they don't even have to get it all the way full. They just need to start telling themselves, I'm smart, I'm worthy, I can break out of this cycle, I can do this, I can get to the next step. And once they start believing that, and then they come to you, then you're going to empower them, and you're going to tell them the same things, that they are smart, because it's true. This is not just something that we're just pulling out of a hat and saying, here you go. It's totally true. They have all the tools that they need to get out, but they got to get over that fear. They got to get their power back. They got to get that control back. You can't be fearful. You got to find that inside of you, your power inside of you, and just let it shine and go out.
One more time, let's give out the website, give out the phone numbers.
You can reach us at 256-716-1000. That's our helpline. Our email is csna.org. That is C as in cat, S as in sassy, N as in Nancy, A as in apple.org, csna.org.
Any anonymous ways or secret ways that someone could let you know that there's a problem? I don't know. They're out there where people could feel that they're safe when they're calling this number, because somebody could take the phone and be like, you just called, you know, and call back the number and check it out and be like, well, you just called this number for, why'd you do that?
That is one thing that we're very well versed and trained in, and if that happens, we will definitely know what to do. So don't be afraid to reach out to us at Crisis Services in North Alabama.
Excellent. Sherita Jenkins, Domestic Violence Program Director of Crisis Services of North Alabama, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll talk to another representative from Crisis Services of North Alabama. It's Krista Crabtree, and she's a victim's advocate. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. We're coming to you from Athens, Alabama. We just had an event with the Crisis Services of North Alabama. I finished up a conversation with Sherita Jenkins, who's the Domestic Violence Program Director for Crisis Services of North Alabama. And now I have Krista Crabtree, who's a victims advocate. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Krista.
Thank you.
You had to share a little bit about your own personal situation in domestic violence, so you have a unique understanding and perspective, because this is a life that you came from yourself.
Correct.
With your first husband.
That's right, yes.
And sharing that, how hard is it these days since 1972 when you first were involved in domestic violence to be able to share today, this many years later?
Well, it was still, you know, it struck a chord with me, of course, and it always will, but I have, you know, come a long, long way from that situation. But I think it does give me a sort of an understanding, or maybe a special empathy toward victims.
You know? What helped you to get from point A to point B where you are today? Because there are a lot of people who may be in a domestic violence situation who cannot imagine sharing their story, let alone getting out of the nightmare of a story that they're living in.
Right. Well, I can tell them where they can find me in Limestone County. Would that be okay?
That'll be fine.
We have an office at the Family Resource Center, 406 South Jefferson Street, and I'm usually there. Walk-ins are fine. They can call me, or the only time I'm not there is maybe when I'm in court or with somebody else, but they can feel free to walk in when it's safe for them to come. And I want them to know that they can come in and talk to me about everything, anything and everything, and that I will keep their information confidential, and I will just listen to their story and try to help them.
What changed your life?
Time and distance did separate me from my first husband, thankfully, but over time, I regained some of my confidence, and I regained some of my self-esteem. Especially when I found sort of my support system. Because even if you don't have one, at some point you try to find, be around really good supportive people.
And that's a hard thing for a lot of people if they're taken away from
exactly
those that care about them and love them. And sometimes that's part of the deal, is to remove them from the situation that they know, the people that they love and care about, to get them away from those people.
Exactly.
So that it can just be one-on-one.
Right. But eventually, if a person, we help guide them through that. you know, through all the different things that you go through, especially after you leave, you know, they might go back, but and we never tell anybody what to do. It is their lives, you know. But once they've, say, left for maybe the last time, and we try to help, we're just there for them. So that maybe we also do support groups and things like that, and maybe they'll find, you know, other supportive people, and we try to guide them in that direction.
Growing up as a child, alcohol was not a friend of my family, and it brought domestic violence. I believe truthfully that that is what brought domestic violence with my dad.
Right.
Every time that he would get intoxicated, it turned him into a different person.
Wow.
And so you see the change in a person,
uh-huh,
and the violence that exists when a person is intoxicated. And I know that that played a major role in what I saw,
right,
when I was a child. Thankfully, my grandparents took me when I was 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I was, uh-huh, able to be raised by my grandparents, which changed my life.
Right.
And my dad worked on his alcoholism through Alcoholics Anonymous, right, and other programs that sometimes he
was found a support required system. You had a support system. That's great. Yeah.
That's right. And, uh-huh, you know, you have a lot of young people, a lot of children who have experienced domestic violence, as we talked about.
Right.
And even Mayor Marks, as he was talking, he felt like the numbers were really low. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
I believe that a lot of children have experienced that. And I would encourage the children, the younger people who may hear me, to know that that's not the way that it is or it has to be, and right, that you can take another path. You talked about that.
Right.
That there are young people who can decide to do different. Your own husband,
yes,
decided, your second husband, Crabtree,
uh-huh,
decided that he would live a different way than what he saw.
Yes. And that happened. It surely did. And, you know, you were talking about certainly alcohol and substance abuse and all that can exacerbate domestic violence. But when you're in an abusive relationship, it's usually, not always, but usually already there in terms of the power and control things that we talked about. Jealousy, nothing's ever right, walking around on eggshells and all that. And so while drugs and alcohol might not cause it in many situations, it can certainly exacerbate it.
What would you tell someone listening right now who may be scared to share their story, to share what they're experiencing right now, and to take the steps needed to get out of the situation? They live in a life of fear right now. What would you say to that person,
right,
to get out of it?
Well, I would say when it's safe to do so, call 256-716-1000, or here in Limestone County, when it's safe to do so, you can come to the Family Resource Center. We have an office in there at 406 South Jefferson Street. If you're in town or something, you can just come by and talk to me. I'm not going to make you do anything you don't want to do. Just we can get started there, and I'll help them any way I can, okay?
How did you feel about tonight's event, being able to share the story and have people in the audience and even a representative from the mayor's office and then the law enforcement community? Right. You had an officer here who shared as well, Brett Constable.
Right. I felt pretty good about it, actually. Yeah. It's almost freeing, you know. It's good. I don't always do that because, you know, I wanted to make sure nobody got anybody mixed up. It was my first husband. So,
what would you like to see people do this month, as it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month?
If you have a friend or know somebody and they've told you, or they might have told you, or if you'd sense that something's wrong, go up and ask them. Say, hey, you know, I'm here for you. Is there anything you want to talk about? Or anything like that, and believe their story. If they tell you, then believe their story. And the more people you tell, if you can tell people, hey, this is what's going on in my life, somebody trusted, you know, just do that. And then, just like I said, always believe their stories and talk about it. And one good thing about Facebook and social media is that it is out there. People are talking about it on social media, just like right now on the radio. So that's great. Let's talk about it.
Absolutely. Krista Crabtree, thank you for joining me. Thank you for your work as a victims advocate with the Crisis Services of North Alabama.
Thank you.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com. Who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by? Who live and love in my hometown?
These are my kind of people.